This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We thought, would it be Pierre Strong? Would it be Amani Marshall at running back? Instead, it turns into, here comes two guys. And so will they bring back one of their guys? Will they go out and sign a running back? There are tons and tons and tons of running backs who were cut yesterday who are actually kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good analysis right there.
Yeah. This is my problem with cutdown day. You've been cut for a reason. Like, I hate doing this whole thing where then we turn around and squat.
Yeah, but guys get cut all the time in the NFL.
And we kind of like, you know, scratch through and try to find maybe somebody slipped through the cracks and all that stuff. It's like, which of these guys are you really looking at and thinking, okay, maybe this is something that the dude who ran the rookie who ran a 4.8 from Notre Dame, whose name I can never remember to save my soul, but he's like a bowling ball. Like, okay, you could maybe sell me on something like that. Then maybe you got a rookie with some potential who in a different system might be better in a one cut system versus what Sean Payton wanted to run. Okay, fine. You could sell me on something like that. I just don't look at this running back group that's out there and go, okay, this will work. This is it. I'd rather just run with Jerome Ford and run out there with Dylan Sampson.
Well, you only
just
have
make it work,
but you only have two.
Correct.
Teams carry at least three running backs, so you're going to pick up somebody. Kevin Stefanski said that yesterday. I mean, you're not going to carry two. That's not the way it's done. So you're going to have to pick up somebody. If you're looking for guys who are available, and let me, if you play fantasy football, these names are going to sound familiar to you. But these guys.
Just the list of people who've had a cup of coffee on your fantasy bench?
No, actually, these are just guys who got cut who have been intriguing running backs at some point during their lives.
So it's not the Alfred Blue All-Stars?
For instance, a young dude in Denver, Audric Estime.
That's the kid who runs the 4.8, who's a bowling ball.
I mean, that,
from Notre Dame.
That kid is, he's like 22. He's not even 22. But he got cut by Denver yesterday. Now, some of these guys will go back to their teams on practice squads. But the Browns have the second spot in the waiver claim list. So if they find somebody they really like, they can flat out go and grab somebody. Keyshawn Vaughn, who was in Tampa, was an interesting guy for a while, cut by San Francisco. Jamichael Hasty, Pierre Strong cut here. Could he come back? Yeah. Malik Davis was cut by Dallas. Royce Freeman got cut. Cam Akers cut in New Orleans. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that these are the guys you can sign, but this is, or that you should sign. These are guys you can sign. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who you mentioned yesterday, was former first-round pick. Khalil Herbert, who was a former Chicago Bear, got cut by Indy. DJ Dallas, who was in Seattle, got cut. Michael Carter. Trey Sermon got cut by the Steelers. Ronnie Rivers by the Rams. D'Ernest Johnson, former Brown, got cut by Baltimore.
See, that's the one that you'd point to that would make sense, because at least he knows what Kevin Stefanski wants to do, generically enough. Now, some of the terminology may have changed or something like that, but like, at least there's a pretense there. And success, may I add.
Well, some success as well. That's true. But This is just what I'm saying. There are guys at the running back spot, and I hate to downplay the running back spot, but when you go to the depth positions at running back, you can downplay it like crazy. Well, because here are 12, 15 guys who, if they signed any one of them, I would think, oh, that's interesting. And that guy can come in and be your third string running back while you're hoping to get Quinshon Judkins back, maybe put Imani Marshall on the practice squad. You know, it might have been just a move the Browns made, and teams do this. And for instance, Charlie Hewlett got cut in Philadelphia, former Browns long snapper. But they cut him thinking, and I'm sure it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge with him, hey, we need the roster spot right now, but we're going to bring you back. So don't sign with anybody if you want to be here. You're coming back. That's the word in Philadelphia. So that happens. Maybe that happened with Imani Marshall and practice squad here. But, you know, if a guy gets claimed, a guy gets claimed. Keep in mind, the Browns have the second spot. The only team that can claim guys over the Browns, the Tennessee Titans. And that's okay.
hang with me on this because it all coincides.
All right.
How much do you trust the Browns' offensive line?
Is it healthy?
As of right now, yes.
All right, then I trust it a lot.
Okay. So if you trust the Browns' offensive line, how much do you trust Kevin Stefanski in the run game?
I trust him a lot.
Okay. So if you trust your head coach and you trust your offensive line, you're pretty much in Mike Shanahan territory. And by that, I mean the great Mike Shanahan quote that has always been there of, I could take the tuba player from the band and turn him into a 1,000-yard runner.
Well, which was
always the quote that Mike Shanahan did. Right. And he did that with Mike Anderson.
Olandis Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Drones.
So if that ends up being the case, what is to stop Kevin Stefanski from just grabbing anybody and turning him into what you need?
Well, that's my point, Dan.
That's the system of the one-cut running back.
Right.
So we're looking at this of guys with previous success instead of looking at this going, okay, who's got that one cut burst that fits perfectly? Who's got that, you know, I could put my foot down and I can then all of a sudden just take off in a certain direction. It's why Dearness Johnson probably makes the most sense out of all of them because we've seen him succeed in that exact scheme.
Well, we saw him succeed here.
Exactly.
He had some silly games here
exactly. That
were really pretty good. Then he ended up in Jacksonville because he wanted to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Dearness coming back here. The Browns have a tendency to bring back guys. Dearness Johnson would certainly be one. Could Pierre Strong still be that guy? I think Pierre Strong and Dylan Sampson might be too similar of running backs. And maybe they're looking for something a little different there.
Yes, and also it's a medical waiver for Pierre Strong.
Because of the concussion.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Right.
But that, in theory, concussions clear up. So, you know, it could be a medical waiver and then he ends up back here.
Correct.
But we'll see.
We will definitely see for sure. But you're right. I don't stress on that one because of that exact reason. I've got an offensive line that can road grade. I've got a coach who knows how to run the ball. just find me a human being with fast legs and let's go. Who could hold on to the ball. Hold on to the ball,
there's
fast
that,
legs.
There's that too.
And let's go.
But some of these other guys, like Audric Estime was a pretty interesting guy when he came into the league. I just throw that out. The Browns are clearly, when Quinshon Judkins is here, you know what's going to happen. It's Judkins, it's Sampson, it's Jerome Ford, and you're set. The question is, how long does that take? When's that going to happen? Does it happen this year? I would think it does, but you never know.
It's just tough to run in the NFL when your top speed is a 4.8 40. Like, that's tough. That's slow for the running back position. And I know that, I mean, the guy's a bowling ball. Like, anybody who watched Notre Dame, watch him just throw people off of him. It's just in the NFL, you're not throwing off future accountants and doctors and lawyers and, you know, people who will walk out with degrees that aren't in football.
Still, just 21 years old. Somebody's going to sign him. 227 pounds, big, strong guy. In other words, get ready because the Browns are going to be really active today. And that's probably a good thing.
Do you see another spot on this roster that you look at and think, okay, they probably need a little bit more reinforcement here compared
receiver.
To what the initial 53?
Absolutely. It's still at wide receiver to me. I think they have guys at wide receiver that you could upgrade from. And there are a bunch of guys just like at running back who got cut yesterday around the league who do they find one or two of them intriguing? Yeah, that could quite possibly happen. That could quite possibly happen. And we'll see whether they do that or not.
So if I were to tell you, and we're crystal balling this because I have nothing else to base this off of. Let's say 60% of the snaps of the Cleveland Browns this season were with two tight ends and one running back on the field. Would that make you look at the wide receiver position a little bit differently?
Not really. Not really. And I say that only because you still need quality guys there. And I'm not convinced they have quality guys there. I hope Isaiah, I think they have several. I'm a Cedric Tillman fan, as you know. I like Cedric. I think he's a good wide receiver. But there are question marks with all these guys, except Jerry Jeudy. And I'm going to say there's not a question mark with Jerry because he's clearly a competent NFL wide receiver. Is he upper echelon number one? Okay, that could be a question. In the minds of some, that could be a question. In my mind, it is. You know, I don't put him in the same category as Jamar Chase or T. Higgins even and Justin Jefferson. I don't. But he's good. So if you want to have a question, there it is about Jerry Jeudy. Otherwise, everybody else at wide receiver is a question. Isaiah Bond, great. Glad they signed him. Can he play in the league? We don't know. Jamari Thrash looks pretty good. Can he elevate from his rookie year? We don't know. But we're going to find out. I would think they're going to look for reinforcements at that spot. There are a couple of guys out there that got cut that I think are interesting. One guy that I've mentioned time and time again for the Browns is a guy named Terrace Marshall, who was with Carolina, and then he got cut by Philadelphia. He's been around a little bit and hasn't really latched on. I think he's got some ability. So he's a guy that I think is really interesting. But there are a lot of wide receivers who got cut. We'll see what the Browns do there.
If you're going to tell me, though, that I'm going to run the majority of my offense with two tight ends on the field, and then which means I'll only need two running backs to begin with, or running backs, good golly, two wide receivers to begin with, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, except you play numerous wide receivers. They'll run some three wide receiver sets.
Right,
they might even run some four. Although Harold Fannin can go out and be in that, and so can David Njoku.
And so can David Njoku.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, I think, why they are looking at this. You know, it's to give Andy credit, he's always pieced that whole group together, going, you know, basically as like pass catchers. You know?
Well,
I think that's how the Browns are looking at it as well.
Okay. Except then to me, it's still light. Because other teams also have one or two good tight ends. You know what I'm saying? Okay, great. The Browns have good receivers. Well, so does everybody else. And most every team has at least one good pass-catching tight end. And the Browns hope to have two. There's another question. Harold Fannin, we all like the idea. Let's see if he can play. Hope he can. But, again, it doesn't negate the fact that they're light I think, at the wide receiver position when it comes to answers. And by answers, I mean guys who have played and can play in the league.
But this is my whole argument that always goes back to your... I said we've known each other for long enough. I know you will perpetually say that there needs to be more wide receivers on this team.
Yes. Well, it's the way the league is now. The league is designed to favor quarterbacks and wide receivers.
But, okay, the rules themselves, yes. But if we are going to live in the world that we're in now of how teams are playing defense, where they are playing, you know, and I'm not trying to get two X's and O's and put people to sleep, but if you're going to play these like cover two world that we're in now, where you got two high safeties with the whole idea of we are going to put a dome on top of your offense, the way you beat that is to get heavy. And by that, I mean is put the big boys out there and run the ball. That's how you beat that defense that is everywhere. And if you need proof of it, that's what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They got pressure with four, and they put that dome on top of Patrick Mahomes and said, you will not throw over us. So if I'm Kevin Stefanski, you're saying I need more wide receivers, I need more wide receivers. I'm looking around and going, okay, if we're going to live in this world where everybody is going to be putting this dome on our offense and trying to get more athletic and trying to get thinner and smaller and faster, well, then I need to get the heavy boys out there and let's bowl them over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.